Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio's Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. Today is Tuesday, June 12, 2012. Well, people, here we go. It's about that time. So let's talk. Now, you know I start off with today's topic supposed to be ministers, what are you preaching? You know, and you know, as I laid down last night, you know, it definitely worked on my mind. Now, cause I say, you know, lately I've been beating up the church pretty bad. You know, don't get it twisted now. I'm not feeling guilty because I'm only telling what is true. Okay, I'm just going to put that out there. So any of you thinking that I'm not telling, you know, I'm having second thoughts, no, that's not happening. So forget about that one, okay? What I'm saying is you can only beat a dead horse so long. And I know some of you out there agree with me. But don't think I'm letting the preachers off the hook today either. We're going to talk about it a little bit. It may not be the full hour, but I'll be dang on. We're going to get on them just for a little while. Now, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, today's show, like I said, we're going to talk a little bit about the ministers and we're going to ask them what they're preaching. But basically, the show is open mic today. You know, so if there's something on your mind you want to talk about, then we can go for it. You know, let's talk. Okay? So now, with all that being said, let's go on and let everybody know that the final start tonight, Miami, Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City is at home for the first two games. Miami at home for the next three. Then Oklahoma City for the next two. I'm telling y'all now, Oklahoma City in six. Oklahoma City going to win two at home. The Heat going to win two at home. Oklahoma City going to win three. They're going to win one in Miami. And then they're going to win another one at home. Six games. It's over with. LeBron, hey, try again next year, guy. All right. Now, with that being said, let's talk about these preachers for a moment. Now, you know, you got these preachers, they're on television, and you know, they're dressing all nice and fine, you know, and some of them on TV, you know, and they giving their little speeches, and they're running back and forth across the pulpits, and they looking all good. But when they get to talking, the question comes to your mind while you're sitting out there in the congregation trying to figure out what are they talking about? No, what are they preaching about? You know, half the time it's about something that you can't put your finger on it. They can't put their finger on it because they don't know the half the time themselves. No, they get up there and use them big words that only they know how to spell. Some of them words not even in the dictionary. Just gonna be honest with it. Some of them words are not even in the dictionary, and they up there saying them. But the question is, what does it mean? Who are they preaching to? No, what are they preaching? No, are they preaching what the good book say, being humble, faithful, You ain't true. Is that what they're preaching? Or are they just up there preaching, give me your money? Now, don't worry about what I do with your money. As long as you see me standing up here looking good and I'm driving this fancy car, then that's all you need to worry about as long as I'm up here preaching, telling you something. You know, is that what it has come down to now? Really? No, don't get me wrong. There's some preachers out there that are really anointed, and they're doing, you know, the Lord's work. They really are. But in the same token, there's some of them out there that have no idea what are they doing, what they're doing. Besides, they're the pastor of somebody's church, and somebody's out there listening to them. So what are they preaching? Who are they preaching to? You know, it ain't got so bad in churches now. We get preachers and pastors in churches now, and the first thing they want to do is cut out communion. Why? Why are we cutting out communion? Isn't that part of the covenant that's made with God, that we made with God? No, so why are we cutting out communion in our churches? Because he want to spend extra time during that day to do it? What are you preaching? What are you preaching? Please explain this to me. No, it's bad enough. You know, you done changed everything. You got big old pictures of yourself on the wall. You know, or better yet, you know, I remember the day when the pastor wife or whatever, she didn't sit. She didn't have to be in no pulpit. That wasn't even a necessity. You know, she sat out there on the bench with the deaconesses. You know, she didn't have to be up in the pulpit. It hasn't got so bad. They sit up, the spouses sit up in the dang on pulpit, and the choir sit out in the congregation. What the heck is going on? So, in time for the choir to get ready to sing, the choir got to get up and go to the choir stand, if there is a choir stand. You know, and I have no idea. What are you preaching, ministers? What are you doing? Just what are you doing? You know, how far are we going to go just to knock everything out? How far are we going to go? No, we do so much now, it's just scary. It's scary. You know, I hear him talking about this and talking about that, but I don't hear no one on a constant basis talk about saving nobody's soul. You know, you look at these great ministers, supposedly great ministers on TV, you look at them 24/7. 24/7. Now, pay attention to what I'm about to tell you now. You see them doing one of the things. They're preaching. They're praying. They're asking for money. Okay? Now, check this out. What is the one thing you never see them doing? Opening the doors of the church and bringing no one up, saving their soul. You never see that on television. Why not? Isn't that part of preaching? That is what you're supposed to be doing, right? Trying to save souls. Bringing people to Jesus. You know, that is what you're supposed to be doing. So, my question is, what are you preaching? What are you preaching? I mean, that's not really saying that, you know, that's not saying that you are really doing anything. You're asking for money. You're giving a prayer. Half the times you're talking so crazy, we don't know what you're praying about anyway. You know? But I never see nobody out there saving nobody. Talking about over the doors of the church is open. Come forth and give your life to Christ. Do any of y'all see that on television? I don't see it. And it's not just the big churches. Even the local churches that be on television. What do they do? I'm gonna tell you what they do. When they get time, when that minister is through saying whatever he gonna say, if you're online, first thing you'll do is gonna cut off, and then it's gonna go and start talking about money, love offerings, or whatever they want to call it. Number two, it's just gonna go off the air. No, now this after they done walked around and so-called talked to you. Because it's not much preaching going on anymore anyway. No, everybody want to talk to you now. You know, they want to teach you. Well, that's fine and dandy. But you know what? Teach me throughout the week. Teach me throughout the week. You know what I want on Sunday morning? I want you to bring the word to me. I want you to preach to me. Tell me something I don't already know or help reinforce what I already know. That's what I want. Now, do we get that? Heck no. We get bits and pieces. If you want the rest, what you got to do? Call in, give a love offering, and they'll send it to you in the mail. Why I got to wait till the mail? Why can't I get it right then? Ministers, what are you preaching? Because apparently it's not the word of God, because you ain't trying to save nobody's soul. You trying to line your pockets or get you a bigger church built, but what are you really preaching? Please tell me, because I want to know. And I'm sure I'm not the only one that's got that question. I know I'm not the only one. But yet, no, we as worshipers, you know, members of the church, we just as guilty because we sit there, amen, amen, praise him. You know, we sit our hands all up toward, you know, the sky. What are you hearing? If you don't know what he preaches, then tell me, what are you hearing? Because if you're hearing the same thing he preaches and it's the wrong thing, then both of you headed to hell. I'm just saying. You know, when do you meet that covenant you made with God when you supposedly gave your life to Christ? You're not getting the communion. So that means you're definitely not reading the church covenant at least once a month. So what are you doing? What are you doing? You know, that's all I'm asking you. You know, we got to wake up, members, worshipers. We got to wake up. Because they're only going to do as much as we're going to let them. You know, I was watching a show yesterday on the television, and it really brought everything to the front. It was a case where new minister came into the church. And, of course, you know, budget cuts and what have you. No, he wanted to close the health center. Now, and the people that worked the health center, they were like, well, you really can't close the health center because a lot of people need that health center. Well, it's not in the budget, sister so-and-so. Well, check this out. So the sister goes, well, do you know Sister So-and-so? She's 86 years old. No, she comes to the health center because she's hungry. She eats soup there every day. You know, she does this every day. The pastor pulls out his phone, his high-speed phone that, you know, the members done paid for, and looks in and says, well, why don't I see her name in my phone? In my Rolodex of members. No, and the sister goes, I don't know why you don't see it either. She sit right there on the front row every day, every Sunday morning when you're preaching. Think about it. You'll catch on to what I'm saying in a minute. But what are you preaching, ministers? What are you preaching? Because apparently you're not preaching to your congregation. Who are you preaching to? Are you preaching just to hear yourself talk? Because if you're preaching using words that your congregation cannot understand, you ain't doing nothing but preaching to yourself anyway. I'm just putting it out there. I'm not going to be on the preachers too long. I say this is like beating a dead horse this week. You know, but what I want you to do is give it some thought. Give it some thought. give it some thought. Now, to call in, you got something to say? You can call in at 347-838-8622 or hit me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. And I do have my chat window open. So if you want to chat while I'm on air, that's no problem. We can do that too. But preachers, ministers, what are you doing? You know, what are you doing? I'm just wondering. Because I want to know. I just want to know. I guess maybe it's just the way I'm thinking. I may be out of line. I doubt it, seriously. I may be out of line, but that's the way I feel. Minister, who are you preaching to? Who are you preaching to? If you don't know the members in your church, especially ones that are sitting right down the front row looking at you every Sunday morning while you're up there hooping and hollering or supposedly teaching your congregation, then who are you preaching to? What are you preaching? You know, why? Who? What? Because apparently somebody's missing the boat. Somebody's missing the boat. You know, I mean, whoo, Lord. It's just something that just makes you wonder. And you should be wondering the same thing right about now. How many of you out there actually can say the last time you had communion in your church? And don't act like some of you don't get to thinking like, well, because you know whether you had communion or not. It's not hard to figure out. You know whether you had communion or not. And I'm sure many of you were raised on communion. You know, but now you done got so good. Now you done got so good to where, you know, you so high and mighty, you don't need a communion anymore. You good. Whatever this preacher telling you, you good about that. And so forth with the preacher. Whatever he's telling you is good. He don't need communion either because he know what he's telling you is right because you're not going back and check on it. You're not. You taking whatever he's saying and riding with it. Well, guess what? Wake up, people. Wake up. Just like, well, let me put it this way. Just like your boss holds you to a certain standard, you need to be holding your preachers to a standard. Because if you're not holding them to a standard, they can do anything they want to. You can fall for anything because they're telling you anything then. And preach the same thing with your congregation. If they're holding you to a certain standard, then you should be trying to uphold that standard and setting standards as you go. By doing things the right way. Not the wrong way, the right way. I'm just saying, that's all, that's, you know, that's what I'm saying. Ministers, what are you preaching? Who are you preaching to? Now, next time you get up in that pulpit, just stop for a moment. Before you get to hooping and hollering and getting on your roll, just stop and take a look at your congregation. Take a look at the many different faces. Pay attention to how they're looking at you. I'm sure you'll be surprised at something that just looks like they lost. Before you get to talking, while you're talking, and even worse, after you get finished talking, that same look of bewilderment is on their face because they have no idea what you're talking about, just like you had no idea what you was preaching to them about. Minister, what are you preaching? No, what are you preaching? Help me now, help me. I'm just saying, let's get back to the old, to the way where Everybody knew what was going on. The minister didn't have to finish a verse because the congregation already knew the verse because they had been taught right by the minister. Whether it's in Bible study or while he up in the pulpit, the congregation and minister was on the same sheet. 95% of the churches today, that's not the case. That is not the case. So what we going to do about it, congregation, members, preachers, men of God, ladies of God, what are we going to do about it? Somebody need to wake up. And you better wake up quickly. Now, and I'm going to tell you why you better wake up. If you're not paying attention to what's going on in the world today, you better go and read your Bible. It's been foretold already. You can't stop it. They can't stop it. Minister, what are you preaching? What are you preaching? You know, and you know what, with that, you know, with that, it's one of those things to where I'm just not getting this communion thing. I really do not get not taking communion thing. I went visiting to a church on the first Sunday just so I could take communion. I sat there the whole time waiting for, you know, the wine to come out and the bread, you know, and the whole communion thing going around. So after the church was over, I had asked them, I said, well, what Sunday do y'all do communion? I was like, oh, we don't do communion. Our pastors don't believe in communion. Neither said, I never went back to that church. Any pastor or preacher up there and they members going to tell me they don't believe in communion? Oh, no. That's as Jeff Foxworthy would say, there's a sign. There's the sign right there. You know, what? Now, some of you sitting there asking me, how do you determine when a preacher is preaching or not? Well, put it this way. If you know the word of God, you don't have to wonder because you already know when he first opened his mouth. When he stand up there and look, oh, it's hot and popping in. You know, it's hot and popping. You already know. You don't have to worry about that. You know, but if you do more than just take that Bible to church with you, you know, take it and open it. Take it and open it. You know, they give you a little scripture to read here, a little scripture to read there. But how many of you go back and read beyond what they done read in church to see what the real meaning of it is? Has he hit on what that meaning is? And who knows? It may not, what he said may not be the meaning you get out of it because maybe something meant differently for you. But if you don't open that book, though, how you going to know? How are you going to know? Now, I know some of you are sitting there right there, and if your Bible close to you, it's beating you upside your head. You know, the pages just flipping back and forth and just knocking some sense into you right about now. Because it's like, ooh, somebody finally done woke you up. Once again, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, I do have my chat lines open, so if you want to chat with me, hey, we can go ahead and do that too. You know, like I said, I'm not gonna sit here and beat up on a preacher all day. I'm not. Because I think I've been getting them pretty good this week. No, it's just that simple. Ministers, who are you preaching? What are you preaching? You know, who are you preaching to? I want to know. I'm sure your congregation want to know, too, when you got them lost.
Let's get it together, people. We don't have long. We do not have long. Regardless of what you may think, we do not have long. Tomorrow is not promised to no one. No one. You hear me? So if it's not promised to no one, then what are you waiting on? Now, what are you waiting on? You need to start holding that preacher to a standard. Preachers, you need to uphold the standard and be setting the standards. And making sure your congregation is going with your standard as long as you're the right way. Now, if you're doing the wrong thing, then don't be having no people follow you straight to hell. You just need to get yourself straight first then. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. People, let's get it together. You know, let's get communion back in our church. I'm sure if enough of you ask, you know, somebody going to say, yo, that may be a good idea. That's what the people want. That's what the people want. Well, let's give the people what they want. But if you sitting there going with everything they saying, then you're just as bad as that preacher that don't know what he's doing. Because somebody's not doing something right. You're not even taking communion. So how do you know? You worried about going, getting out so you can go and eat some sweet potato pie and green and then sit back and do whatever. Yeah, I know. It's okay. If you want to go to hell, it's okay. And you know what? With that being said, I'm going to leave these preachers alone. I am. I'm going to move on to some other things I want to talk about today. But my final statement is going to be on this subject, on today's topic is, ministers, what are you preaching? Now, with that being said, we're going to move right along to something else because I'm tired of talking about them. You know, you can only talk about them so long. Now, once you stop talking about them, Now, once you start talking about them, then they get to wondering. They may not like you, but that's all right. It's not meant for them to like. It's meant for them to wake up and see what they're doing. That's all I'm saying. Now, let's talk about some other things that are going on. You know, because this world right now, it is really, 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 really getting out of hand, this world of ours. It really is. You know, in one state, city, there's somebody putting yellow, let me put it out now, putting yellow flashlights out there, looking like yellow flashlights, but they're bombs. You know, the yellow handy flashlights you can get in Lowe's or what have you. Yeah. And they're making bombs out of them and just laying them around. So the first thing you see a bomb. Now, most people, you see something laying there, first thing you say is, ooh, that's a flashlight. Let me see if it works. As soon as you hit that switch, guess what happens? Boom. Now, it may not kill you, but it may maim you if it don't kill you. What is going on? What is going on? Are we aware of the times that we are in? Huh? Are we? I don't think so. Ministers, what are you preaching? Now, you need to let the people know what's going on. You got little boys calling and saying, Mieka, you know, little gay boys wanting to join an all-female sorority, the AKAs. That hasn't been foretold? Yes, it has. Ministers, what are you preaching? How do we combat that? No, I'm just asking. I'm just asking. Because I want to know. I really want to know. Now, you know, there's a political party in Sweden, y'all. Now, here go another one. And they are pushing to make it a law that men sit down and pee. Give me a break, y'all. That men sit down and pee. Oh, the reason? I know y'all are like, what are you talking about? No, not for real. Yeah. The reason they say, number one, it's more sanitary. I don't know how. Number two, they say it helps with prostate cancer. I don't know how. You know, if you don't believe me, if you do not believe me, it's right there. Oh, Yahoo, go on to Yahoo and look. It's right there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, to top that off, in the state of Florida, they giving people $25 an hour to do what? To do what, y'all? Become crocodile bait. Yeah. $25 an hour to become crocodile bait. Are you kidding me? That means, and here's the qualifications for that $20. You must be on call. Got to have your own car, boat, and you must be able to remove the carcass if you need to at times. I'm sorry. Why do I want to go and sit out there and have a dang old crocodile chase me? Are you kidding me? Huh? You know what, though? I got an idea. And y'all listen to what I'm telling you now, because you're going to say, you know what, that's a good idea. You know them little gay boys down there in Texas? Them little gay boys down there in Texas, they want to be part of the AKAs. Now, see, this is what you do. Number one, you go in and let them go on to Sweden so they can practice they sitting down and peeing, right? Now, once that happens, you open the door and let the crocodiles come on in. So, you know, that's the bait right there, because they sitting down and peeing. Now, let's see who's going to win that battle. I'm sure one, two things going to happen. We're going to get rid of them, or we're going to get rid of the crocodiles. Hey, we get lucky, we get rid of all of them together. Hell. I'm just saying. You know, those are just two things. It's just crazy. Why? Do I want to make myself bait for a crocodile? And if I'm a man and I have a penis, just because they like penis, don't make them a woman. They don't need to be joining no AKA. Stop the madness. Now, I know what y'all saying right now. Now, how can he go from talking about preachers to talking like that? Because it's my show. I can do that. Aha. Now, moving right along. There's a few other things going on in that state of Florida I need to really talk about, though. And you know, I do. I really need to. That's why I like my show. You know. Hey, here we go. Chad Ococinco. Chad Johnson. That was your mama named you. You signed that 1-year contract with the Miami Dolphins. Dude, retire, please. You don't have it anymore. Going from team to team is just making it worse. You're going to end up just like Terrell Owens. Did y'all know Terrell Owens had bought him a arena football league team in down in Texas, Allen McAllen, Texas? And he was so bad, they cut him and gave him money back that he put in the own part of the team. You know, that's when you know it's time to hang him up. Chad, you headed in that same direction. You need to go on and get rid of it. Go on and get rid of it, dude. Hang him up. Find something else to do. Go on Dancing with the Stars and be a judge on something. Now, do like everybody else. Go and be a commentator. They waiting for you. Quit embarrassing yourself. You done lost it. You lost it. Now, if you want to join the conversation, call in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. And I do have my chat window open if you want to chat while we going on with the show. Now, the big thing that's on my mind, y'all, and I'm about to get it hot. Jacksonville Jaguars, what the heck are y'all doing down there? Please tell me why y'all won't get Maurice Jones his money. Please tell me why y'all not giving that man his money. That man has done more, has proven that he more than deserves whatever he asked for, and you talking about you ain't going to pay him because he got two years left on his contract? Are you kidding me? Maurice Jones, if you're listening, don't play until they pay you. That's all I got to say. And I love the Jaguars, I do, but that is ridiculous. He in a division where he's the third, the fourth highest paid running back in his own division. But this man won the rushing title last year. the rushing title. That means he had more yards than everybody else in the NFL come running. And you mean I can't get a raise now? Because I have 2 years left on my contract? Are you really killing me? Are you serious? Are you serious? We need to make that work, because that ain't, something ain't going right. Something is not going right. We need to fix that, Jaguars. You go and draft this boy out of Oklahoma City. You ain't even put him on the on Oklahoma State, I'm sorry. You ain't even put him on the contract. He the one that got a DUI. Well, tell me this. What trouble has Maurice Jones-Drew been in since he's been in Jacksonville? What, he's been in Jacksonville, what, about 5, 6, 7 years now? A little longer than that? Now, what has he done besides produce? Produce. Now, you better get this boy a lot of money, and he ain't even hit the field, but he's got DUI already. But you still got to pay him because he was the number draft 5 draft pick in the draft this year. So you got to pay him, right? And you knuckleheads in Jacksonville that's finna come up with this great idea that we trade Maurice Jones-Drew for Tim Tebow, go and get back in your corner. Please get back in your corner. And when you get back in your corner, just hit your head up beside the wall. Okay? That's dumb. That's downright dumb. Ooh. I'm just saying like it is. Just saying it like it is. You know? That's all. That's all it is. You know what, y'all? I'm gonna calm down now. I think I'm coming down off my little high that I was on. You know, because really when I first sat down to do the show today, I didn't want to do this show. I really didn't. Because I'm tired. But, you know, it's something about bringing the information to y'all that once I go on the air and I see that on air sign pop on, it's hot and popping. It really is. So I hope y'all enjoy listening just as much as I do, get bringing it to you. You know, because it's fun to me. No matter how I'm feeling, when I get on this air, they hit this mic, oh, yeah, buddy, we ready to rock and roll. We ready to rock and roll. And you know the bad thing? I don't even have a script today, y'all. I did, you know, usually when I come on my show, you know, I have a nice little script wrote up to what I want to talk about and where I want to go. And didn't even feel like it today. That's how bad I was feeling. And I think I enjoyed it more today than when I normally do when I have everything. Wow, it's amazing. It's amazing. You know, but I do want to say, you know, we need to get together. You know, because besides trying to pass a law that make men sit down and pee, you know, offering the folk $25 an hour to be crocodile bait, we need some help. You know, we men trying to join an all-gay sorority, all-women sorority, come on now, come on. We got to do better. We got to do better. A whole lot better. Just in case you wanted to know. A whole lot better. Well, people, today is Tuesday, June 12th, 2012. The Miami Heat and the Oklahoma City Thunder go at it tonight. I hope you're watching this on Real TV for a change, ABC. And you can watch the beatdown unfold yourself. Then we can talk about it tomorrow. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. Well, that's the show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. And, you know, make sure you join us tomorrow. Because I think, you know what our topic is going to be? Are you ready for this? Why do your spouse decide, what makes your spouse decide to cheat? That should be a hot and popping subject right there. What you think? Well, y'all know what? That's it for me. Thank you for listening once again. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow on Let's Talk. I am out of here. Peace out.
Thank you.